Professional Women's Hockey League is nearing the end of its first season. It's a small league, just six teams. Four of them are in the playoffs right now. But fans are seeing signs that it could be more successful than past attempts at women's pro hockey. Haley Selvian covers women's hockey for The Athletic. Welcome.
Hi, thanks so much for having me this morning.
Thanks for being here. So is it too soon to say whether the PWHL is a success?
I don't think so. I'd say by most measures, we can say that it's been, at the very least, a successful first season, and there's a lot of optimism for the future. The league this season has set six different attendance records, including a world record for attendance at a women's pro hockey game, or women's hockey game, period, with over 21,000 fans at a game. In Montreal, they have over 40 corporate partnerships, over 5,000 fans on average across all 72 games this season. And the games have been really good. The product is great. There's real parity in the league. It took until the final game of the season to even set that playoff picture you mentioned. So I would call this first season a success by most boxes that they've checked, yes.
So what's different about this league? Because past women's hockey leagues didn't last very long.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that this league has kind of avoided in terms of pitfalls is the divide that existed in the sport. And without getting into the complicated decades-long history of women's professional hockey, I think the easiest way to say is just for a long time, the talent pool was divided between different leagues, associations. Players were just playing in a lot of different places. And now with the PWHL, all the best players are in one spot, which has allowed all the sponsors, all the fans, all the eyeballs to watch this one league, which is made for a better product and, of course, a better business. So I would say that divide in the sport was the single biggest issue in women's hockey, other than the lack of investment. And with Mark Walter's investment, he's the owner of this league. He's also the billionaire owner of the LA Dodgers. They're avoiding that major pitfall as well. So they've got unity and strong financial backing.
Now, fans have to pay to watch most sports these days, but the PWHL decided to stream its games for free on YouTube. How has that strategy worked?
Yeah, I think it's been great because they're doing that with a national TV rights and regional TV rights, whether you're looking at Canada or in the US. So the games are on linear television, but for fans who don't have that channel or don't have access to a television that day, they can just stream the game for free wherever they are on YouTube. I think there's been 88 different countries that have streamed a game or checked into that YouTube channel this season. So people are using that. And I think the biggest thing is I don't know how many first-year leagues are getting paid for their TV rights. You have to prove that there's interest before networks are going to pay, right? ESPN, TNT, they're not shelling over millions for an unproven product. So I think it's really smart for the league to show that they have all these eyeballs coming to their YouTube as well as their regional and TV ratings so that the next time or the time when they're able to get a more traditional TV rights deal, they can have some numbers to bring to the table. So I think it's smart to make it visible and easy to access for the business and also just growing the fan base.
That's Haley Selvian of The Athletic. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks.